Hey guys, we have a little bit of an announcement to share today. First, we want to say thank you so much for sticking with us and Unforgotten for the last 14 months. And now it's actually getting close to 2 years for ACCA.
It's hard to believe, right?
I know. And we knew kind of going into this that it was going to be rocky for a little while, especially since we were kind of in unfamiliar territory. Not kind of, we were really in unfamiliar territory. Yeah. So we realized that throughout the course of this journey, we've made several adjustments and pauses in our schedules and delays, and we are sincerely apologetic for that. But sometimes due to the timing of interviews and resources and really just unexpected life events and self-preservation for our sanity, we have to kind of move things around. And no matter really the path that we traveled to get here, we've had a lot of fun and expended a lot of energy to try to bring you these cases. They're so important, and it's so important to raise awareness for them and keep the names out there in the public mind.
Absolutely.
It's really been humbling, I think, to see the response that we've gotten and see kind of the community actually coming together to help us share this and to help the families. And it's been an amazing thing to watch.
It has been. I mean, the community that we've seen on just our Facebook page alone, you know.
Yeah. So we can't wait to bring you more. And as we mentioned in our last episode, we are very excited for what's to come in 2024.
Yeah.
To add to that excitement for 2024, for those of you who haven't heard yet.
A drum roll.
ACCA was granted our 501c3 nonprofit status this week.
Woohoo!
So we are beyond thrilled to provide you with a tax-deductible avenue to donate and support us. And we can also begin to look for grants that will help us in assisting families in the way that we had really hoped to from the start.
Right. I'm so excited. I just can't wait to see where that leads us.
I know. We've got a big meeting coming up on Monday about what are we supposed to do from here? Yeah, now what?
Well, all of this leads us up to our update today. So we've given a hard look into that windy path that we are on.
Yes.
Both for the podcast and ACCA. And with the happy news of our nonprofit status, we kind of realized that we needed to evaluate what this means for you, our followers and listeners, and of course, also what that means for us. We know that we will be very busy working on establishing everything that goes along with developing the nonprofit, hence the meeting on Monday.
Yep.
And we know that we're going to be stretched thin for a while. We've already been a little bit, but this will add quite a bit.
I know. Sometimes it's so hard to kind of, I guess, organize things in an efficient manner because there's so many things that you want to do. And so you end up not being able to put maybe as much time and energy into one aspect because you're trying to stretch your time and focus across multiple aspects.
Right.
And so then you feel like something is kind of slacking. And so.
Yeah. And I think, you know, this isn't something that we're always going to have a lot of work to do with it. And there's always going to be things to learn and that sort of thing. But it's just setting up a new organization. I mean, we've already kind of started doing it, but the officialness of the way that you actually have to go through all the ropes and meetings and all of the things, you know, that we're going to find out about on Monday.
Yeah, we were trying to, like we talked about setting up the social media page for just the podcast so that everything is kind of like separated. Mm-hmm. And there's not really been a lot of time to really like think about that and how that would be beneficial or whether it would just be better to keep everything together.
Right.
And so it's just, there's a lot of moving parts that go on kind of behind the scenes.
And I think this is the time that we're going to try to get all of that kind of organized.
Exactly.
So we definitely want to continue our advocacy in a thoughtful, accurate, and meaningful way, like always. And we also feel it's very important that we exercise self-care and make sure that our work schedules outside of the ACCA, family and personal interests, all of that don't suffer as well. If we can't care for ourselves and our family, we really can't care for our cold case families and our fellow advocates that we have and all of you. So we're most willing to sacrifice at times, but we want to keep perspective as well.
And whenever you are stretched like that and you're having to rush through to get ready for things, then when you go back and you think about it and you're like, God, there was other things that we could have looked at to put in there. And maybe we're not giving the full, you know, the best effort, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we're not trying given, you know, kind of the constraints and things, but I don't want our episodes to suffer because we're having to kind of rush through them to get prepared. Right.
And you guys may not know it, but we will still know if we haven't. So,
yeah.
So with that, we decided that we are going to go to an every other week schedule for the time being, at least. We may return to a weekly schedule in the future, but as much as we love that Unforgotten helps to raise awareness every week, we don't want to do a disservice to the victims or their families by rushing through it.
Nope. So one more thing we're evaluating, again, it's all about the quality, is our Unforgotten Patreon channel. As a reminder to everyone, we've had a Patreon page pretty much since we started Unforgotten. And it hasn't really been super active, and admittedly, some of that's been on our end because we feel like, again, stretched thin, that sometimes we drop the ball. You know, we want to provide a lot of extras, but sometimes it can't always happen, not realistically.
Right.
You know, we were hoping that we'd have more documents and things coming in, and sometimes that stuff takes a while. And
I know. So, you know, we're probably, you and I are probably just like so many of the other podcaster and advocates out there. We want to do it all. We want to provide everything. You know, we don't stop us. We want to do it all. But, you know, we're only human. And so, yeah.
You know, one of the things we wanted to do is have extra episodes, but it feels like we're always like pushing the deadline on just the regular episodes that we haven't really even been able to do bonus episodes. Right. So on top of that too, it's not very active at the moment outside of us posting things.
So we're looking into a revision of our Patreon subscriptions if needed, so the offerings fit the needs of you, our patrons. But we are also trying to do this in a realistic way. So we know that many people only subscribe to support the podcast and listen to ad-free content. A lot of these people rarely actually go onto the Patreon page. And I will fully admit that I have done this. I like to support podcasts that have a strong mission.
I do the same thing. I'll subscribe to these things and then realize, you know, I really haven't looked at it. It's really more about just being supportive.
Yep.
I listen to the podcast, so I just really want to be supportive. And it's not that I don't want to see what's being posted, and that it's probably a lot of what's going on with ours. You know, it's not, there's only so many hours in the
day. Right.
You know,
and there are others who do like more active than you to discuss cases and see the content that maybe others don't get to read or listen to. And then there, of course, is the in between. So, mostly so far, we've seen the former, mostly just subscriptions and not a lot of participation. So that could change. And that's why we want to have you give your input. So your assignment, if you choose to accept, we need you to hop on one of our social media pages or on our website or on the Patreon channel.
We're asking for your help to provide us with some input. What would you guys like to see in a channel or platform like that? What would you like to see from us? And we've asked about input in the past, but, you know, got limited responses back. So we want to make sure that what we are also providing is actually what you want to see and hear. So
message us or comment on our episode post and share with us. Tell us what you would like when you subscribe monetarily to a podcast. Once we've done some evaluation and streamlining, we'll share updates as we always do. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your participation.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
One last thing. Since we didn't have a regular episode this week, we prepared a special treat for you, or at least we think it is. And it is completely lighthearted, not cold case related at all. Just something that we hope can bring a smile to your face, maybe some laughs like it did us.
Yeah. We know our fellow podcasters will relate. We had a discussion just last week about this with some of our fellow podcasters.
Yep.
And hopefully you'll all get a kick out of this too. So without further ado, here's a short outtake reel for your listening pleasure.
Recently, we shared a post on our Facebook page asking for thoughts on a name of the podcast. Funny enough, the most popular one was a list. It was a list we had on a short of ideas. We're going to do that again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Funny enough, the most popular one was one that we had on a short list of ideas. We'll share that at the end of the doc.
Oh my God.
Recently, we shared a post on our...
Did I read that too fast?
It might have been a little bit. But you know what? It wasn't as bad as the first time you did it. So, I'm serious. It was really, really fast. It sounded like you were speed reading, literally. So, but I was letting it go, you know. Okay, so we're still recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to start Minnie again?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Many followers have been... Are you
doing the countdown again? So
yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh shit! Hang on. Hey, stupid.
Okay, try.
I gotta make this thing go off. It's gonna go off. Can you hear it?
I hear a fan, but I don't think you can hear it when you're actually talking.
Okay.
This sounds like Star Wars is going on over there. No, I'm just kidding. We've watched the docuseries several times and compared that with what was contained in the records we've received. And there are some things that just don't quite match. Wait. I got
Oh my God. Okay, ready? I'm going to start again, so I'm just going
to
go.
I went to the wrong side. Okay.
We want to thank the men.
Son of a bitch. I don't know where I was even going with that. Like, that Minnie wasn't even.
I don't know. I think I know.
Digital resources. For digital resources, or maybe, you know, her husband has a spare set, which mine has a spare set of my keys and I have his, so
I don't even have a spare key to my own car. I don't even know where my spare key is. I used to have a spare key to my husband's truck, but I don't even know where that is now. This is probably why I don't have a spare key. Be really out of luck if anything ever got locked inside of anything. I do know how to break into my house, though. I have locked myself out a few times.
That's good.
I learned.
Oh, man. You know, the other thing I was thinking about that dirt road is if anybody was home at the neighbor's house, that the before their house, you know, like the one before it. Obviously, the one before it means the one before it. I heard myself say that. Anyway. Oh my God, are you kidding me? In the mines?
Now I don't know if you said that to begin with, but you did just then.
I don't think I did the other time. All right. And then, friend of Melissa confirmed. In the mine. In the mines and in the mine. God damn. In the mines. Would you quit laughing? In the mines. In the mines. Mines. In my mind. All right.
That sounds like that's like the beginning of a poem. In the mines. In the mines.
Oh, sounds. I'm gonna use that somewhere.
According to her point.
Are you from New York now? Or Brooklyn? Party to eat Poema Boys? Do you know that?
Have you ever heard the reports? What?
Have you ever heard the little thing with the accent? It's called 33 Purple Birds.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I know this is silly to do this here in the middle of our recording. It's Toy to Tree, Poipo Boy, sitting on a coipstone, boypin and a choipin and eating wimes. When along came Gloria and her boyfriend, Hoibe, and they saw the Toy to Tree, Poipo Boys sitting on a curbs. Damn. Saw the Toy to Tree, Poipo Boys sitting on a coipstone, burping and a choipin and eating wimes. And they was perturbed. I don't even know where I learned that. I learned that like in middle school or something.
I've never heard that before. Oh my, that's.
And it's like just nothing, but it's just funny because it's the accent.
Anyway. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh.
Back to the podcast.
Okay, back to your regularly scheduled programming. My brother's favorite show was 911. Oh. And I think that's what it was called. Was that what it's called? You know, the one where people would call 911 and it was like live PD, but for 911.
Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking about.
Okay, so he knocked me out one time, not intentionally. I was attempting to.
You tell me you were on 911?
No, he thought we were going to be. He says it wasn't intentionally, but I question that. I was walking our dog. I had a leash. The leash was too big, so I wrapped it around my wrist. Dog ran a couple of circles around my ankle. It was just me and the dog outside. No big deal. Our dog loved tennis balls. Well, my brother walks outside, and the first thing he does when he walks out the back door is kick the tennis ball across the yard, and the dog takes off.
And it's I knew like exactly those, what you were going to say. Happened.
One of those cartoons, and I just fall out on the concrete and get knocked out. This is karma because a week earlier, my brother and I had decided to play a joke on my mom and tell her I was knocked out. And I had laid out in the cement, and then she had called me, like freaking out. And she said when she walked up, like she could just see me shaking, laughing. And so I probably got my butt tore up. But the next time when it was for real, instead of panicking, she was like, I'm going to whip your butt if you're not actually really hurt, because she thought we were playing a joke again. Fortunately, we were not. But instead of my brother being worried, his response was, do you think we're going to be on TV?
I knew that was coming to you now.
Yeah. That's great. And he was so bummed when we weren't. So.
No, not yet. We will be, let's see, when is this? This is next week, this week. So the week after that will be next week here. Did that make sense?
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go. Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.